We have here a very famous Rashi. I assume it's a little bit well known. The first Rashi in Baal Yisro. Rashi wants to know what's the connection? The previous parsha of Naso ended with the Nesiim. It's a Medrash, it's not Rashi. And the Baal Yisro all of a sudden starts out with a pasuk or two about the Menorah. Really, it's just one or two psukim, and then it goes off to something else. It's just stuck in the middle. Right, it's just basically four psukim about the menorah. So Rashi wants to know what's the connection? So it says, the figishiroa Aaron chanukas and Nesiim, when Aaron saw the Nesiim bringing to all the karbanas, Chosha Azaito, his das was Chosha, Kishlohoye Maim Bachanuka Lahuvel Shifto, because he and his Shevet was not included. Omer Akash Baruch, Chayecha, Shalcha, Godom Yishlahem, Shata Madek, Umeitiv and Sanderis. So people might know that there's a famous Ramban argues with Rashi. Ramban says that Hashem did not tell Aaron, Shata Madek, Umeitiv and Sanderis. Hashem was telling him about Chanukah. This was a remez to Chanukah. That's the Ramban, that basically Chanukah was that the whole nace of Chanukah was through the Chashmonaim, which was from Shevet Levi, and that was Hashem's message, whatever, and so many, many Torah and Chanukah is on that Ramban. But Rashi disagrees, Pashtus. Rashi does not learn like the Ramban, and Rashi learns that Hashem's answer to Aaron was simply with the menorah. So very simple. We want to understand. You have here a havamina and a maskana. Right? Aaron had a havamina. Before Hashem came along, he held a certain way. That's the havamina. He had chalishas adas. Came along Hashem, and it was a maskana. He told him something, right? So we have to understand what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana, what did the Maskana Mechadish that the Havamina didn't know, right? That's just like you learn any Taisus, any Farish. So what was Aaron's Havamina? Why was Aaron Choshadaito? So you could say he was upset that he missed out on a mitzvah. Person Aaron had a Chavivis, Hacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Aaron loved mitzvahs, so here was a mitzvah, and he wasn't included. So he was upset. He missed out on a mitzvah. I don't think that's shot, because if that would be the case, so then there's no maskana. So Hashem says, you have a different mitzvah. That's not what I'm upset about. I know I have plenty of mitzvahs, but I missed out on this mitzvah, right? There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Oev Kesef Lo Yisbah Kesef. And Rashi says, in Mishnah, it's going on mitzvahs. A person who loves mitzvahs. Like here, we say the more mitzvahs you have, the more mitzvahs you want. That's what Rashi really says over there in Kohelet. It's in Kohelet. That the more mitzvahs you have, then the more you develop an appreciation. We believe mitzvahs is different. Even money, it could also be the same, but it's also different. Because mitzvahs, there is every mitzvah gives you more. By money, at a certain point, what can you do with more money? You can't do more with it. But even there, we say people have money. Always kasef, they'll use by kasef. But by mitzvahs, every mitzvah brings you a higher madrega, another level of kedusha, whatever. So a person who has mitzvahs, he wants more mitzvahs. A person's not satisfied. I got so many mitzvahs. The bigger the tzaddik is, the more he wants more mitzvahs. So if Aaron's chalisha zadas was, oivei, there was a mitzvah and I missed out on the mitzvah, so Hashem telling you, well, you have a different mitzvah. I know I have a different mitzvah. I have chalisha zadas, I missed out on this mitzvah. So what I think, parship shot, I don't think this is a chiddush, I think this is parship shot, is Aaron's chalisha zadas was that he thought that this was an indication that there's a lack, a chisarin, in himself and his shevet. Look, there was a mitzvah. We didn't perform. That means that there's something wrong with us. We're ruchnius wise, we're lacking. Klai Yisrael is better than us. Look, we're We're not doing well spiritually. There's a mitzvah, and we're not included. We weren't included. We were left out. There's probably a reason why Hashem left us out. There's a chisarin in us. You know, we obviously are not. We're not making the grade. They have chalisha sadas. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, you know, what do you mean? You have other mitzvahs. So you're having chalisha sadas because you think that this is a simen that there's something wrong with you in your ruchnius. That there's something wrong with you in your hoshev, it's ruchnius. That you're even a lower level than all Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael gets to the, you know, they got the grade and you didn't. So obviously there's something wrong with you. What do you mean? You were given the menorah. The problem is, I think it's a pretty obvious kasha, is like Aaron is a very smart person. Aaron was not like, the tzivui of the menorah was not given now. Hashem doesn't say, okay, I'll give you a new tzivui so that you will feel good. Hashem said, Shalcha Godem Yishalem Sha'ata Madik Meitiv Esaneiris. But this wasn't, Hashem is just telling him, you have better because you have the menorah. He didn't give them the tzivui now. The tzivui of the menorah is in Truma. It's already in the very, very beginning when the Beis HaMikdash was, and the Mishkan was built. It was the first, very beginning. Not Shemun, Tetzaveh, I'm sorry. In Tetzaveh. Yikudish, Elech Hashem, and Zayis, Kosses, and Mord, Hados, and Ertomen. Yarech, Oso, Aaron, Ubana, Me'erev, Boker. It's Ne Hashem. So the Tzivoi that Aaron, Ubana, bring the Menorah was in the very beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was being built. It was told that Aaron and Banav was going to do the Menorah. This is nothing, there's no added tzivui here. Maybe how you do it. Just to tell you the way of lighting the candles. But the basic tzivui that Aaron gets to light the candles was given already. Aaron was picked to be the Kohen Gadol, was done already. The Leviim were picked to do the Avodah, was done already. So what is Aaron thinking? Like it's such a ridiculous havamina. Oh, we're no good. We're no good. We're bad. We're failures. I'm a failure. I spiritually flunked. Look, there was a big mitzvah, and I wasn't included. I wasn't even invited. Obviously, there's something wrong with me. What's Aaron's havamina, right? Obviously. You're the Kohen Gadol. Wait, you're no good. Why do you think Hashem made you the Kohen Gadol if you're no good? If Hashem made you, you know, and He gave you away. And then the Ramban also says it's not just the Menorah. It's the Menorah. If every single other Karbanis, everything the Kohen Gadol does. Okay, so maybe the Menorah, there was something special about the Menorah. That's why the Torah picked the Menorah. But the whole Havamina makes no sense. How could Aaron have Chalisha Zadas to go ahead and think that there's something wrong with him because he wasn't chosen to do this mitzvah? I mean, there's no tain on him for not doing the mitzvah because Hashem obviously decided who should bring the Chanukah. If Hashem would have given him the opportunity, he would have done it. Elamai, Hashem didn't choose him for this. Okay, Hashem chose you for every other job under the sun. Hashem chose you. Now all of a sudden one job comes up and he chooses other people. So they get some mitzvah. Oh, Hashem doesn't like me. I'm no good. I'm spiritually lacking. Oh, man, look at what a low level of ruchnius I'm on. My whole shave it. Like, it doesn't make sense. What's Aaron's havamina? It doesn't even the maskana. I mean, Rashi says, like Hashem Baruch Hu said, Chayecho Shecho Godot Shalahem Shahat Madik Umeitim Sanderis. It's very hard to put that into the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say a word about Sha'at the Gadol Mishlehem. It just says, Dabra b'nei Aharon, Haloska Sanderis. So I suspect, this I can't say for sure, that Hashem didn't say Beferish Sha'at the Gadol Mishlehem. Hashem just said, mentioned the Menorah, and Aaron on his own understood Ah, I got the menorah. Oh, he knew the menorah is greater. You know, there was not a chidiv. So Hashem just put the spotlight on the menorah. So what it basically means, I think there's a tremendous yisoid here, which is very important, especially at the end of Zman, though it's not near the end of Zman yet, but if we get to the end of Zman, is that you people, Aaron is a human being. He's a great human being, but he's for it human. And human beings have a tendency, when there's a little teeny thing that perhaps goes wrong, even though it's not really wrong, but it looks like it goes wrong, if you don't focus on the full picture, you just focus on that little thing, you get all flustered and depressed and down. Right? You have a relationship with someone. You're such close friends and you're buddies. And he says one word which could be interpreted that he's angry with you. So you walk around, oh, he hates me. I'm depressed. You know, I have no friends. You know, friends, you're the most popular guy in the whole yeshiva. Oh, no friends. Do you know what happened? They said this about me. Someone said a grammar, everyone laughed, and everyone that makes fun of me. What are you talking about? You know? But the person takes one episode and he focuses and he somehow forgets everything else. So that's what happened here. Aaron HaKohen, he's taking this one episode that everyone else brings a korban. They were chosen by Kosh Baruch Hu to bring a korban for the Chanukah of the Mishkan, and he wasn't chosen for that, nor was his shevet. And if you just focus on that in a vacuum, yeah, if that's the only thing you look at, and you forget about everything else from A to Z, then it does look like, you know, if that was the only piece of information you had in life. And you say, look at this, and everybody else got chosen, every Nasi got chosen, except for Aaron. What does that look like? Looks to me like Hashem doesn't like Aaron. Probably he's spiritually missing. Now, you look at the full picture, that's ridiculous. You look at the full picture, it's, you know why he didn't pick Aaron? Because he gave Aaron a million, everything else, so he had to give the Shirayim. You know, you have to give something to someone else. You know, something you have to give to somebody. You know, but so what I think that the what the shmooze, what the chiddush of the shmooze is that even an Aaron HaKohen, who we assume is one of the greatest mental geniuses, tzaddikim, in all areas, can make this chisaron, this mistake, can have this havamina, and he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him out of the havamina, that he doesn't look at the full picture, and he just focuses in on what he sees immediately in front of him, and it can cause him to have chalisha sadas. And we have a general rule, which we say very often in many shmuzim, that any mistake that the gedolim and tzaddikim make in the Torah, if they made it, Kal v'chomer, we make it 25 times over. So that means that we do the same thing all the time, that we go ahead and life is beautiful, life is terrific. It could be whether it's our gashmiest life or our ruchniest life. It's also we're doing great. We're doing with mitzvahs and ruchniest and learning. And really, if we look at the full picture, we should be in Shamayim, and instead we focus on one thing, which, yes, the Enochinami, that one thing does have a negative picture to it. If you just looked at that one thing, and we have a tendency to take that one thing and to learn Musar Bispaidus on that one thing and to get down. And if Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, you're not supposed to have Chalisha Sadas. So the Kal v'chomer that we get Chalisha Sadas, and we get down, it's very unhealthy, it's Chalisha Sadas, and the solution to Chalisha Sadas very, very often is when a person is down and when he has Chalisha Sadas is that the cause very likely is because he's not looking at the full picture, and the solution is just to go ahead and look at the full picture, especially if you learn, like I think is mashma in the pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even tell Aaron that Shechah Godem Yisraelim. He just told him, he just reminded him about the menorah. So he just reminded him about some of the other pictures. So that, okay, that's, I think that's, I think that's a very, very important chiddush, is that it's a realization that it's normal for, it's a normal human behavior to get down. When a person's down, he shouldn't be misspoiled. It's a normal human behavior, and it doesn't mean when you're down, it doesn't mean that really you have a, there's a vow. People think if I'm down, there must be something wrong. Otherwise, why would I be down? It's not true. Even Aaron was down. Aaron had Chadishah Sadas, and there was absolutely no reason whatsoever for him to have Chadishah Sadas. Right? People say, there must be something terrible, because why else would I feel this way? No, Aaron felt Chadishah Sadas, and he was really on the top of the world. But that's human nature. Human nature is that people focus incorrectly on little things, and they take it out of perspective, and they exaggerate its meaning, and they come to wrong conclusions, and that causes them Chadishah Sadas. And the solution, when a person feels Chadishah Sadas, you still have to step back and try and look at the totality of life and see all the positives and see that that's not what that you're taking things out of perspective, and that really in reality things are very good. Okay, that's basically the shmuz. Now the question you could say is, okay, that the solution, that's good. Okay, the chiddush that you can have chadishah sadas is a good chiddush, but the solution. The solution is good for Aaron. Okay, Aaron had a good solution. Aaron could sit back and look at all the mitzvahs. I'm the Kohen Gadol. I have the menorah. I have all the karbanis. Sheva Levi was, you know, it's a pretty good solution. But what am I supposed to do? I don't have all that. So I think, I'm pretty sure I said this shmooze probably more than once. I apologize if you heard it already. But I think it's important that, like also we say at the end of this man, we'll say it quickly, because I said, heard this shmuz from Rav Zeido Epstein Zatzal many, many years ago. Over 40 years ago. But, could be even 50. But okay. But around there, when I was a young boy, probably younger than, you know, probably in high school, so. It could be close to 50 years ago. But the Maisa, it made a very big impression on me, because I don't remember very many things that he said then. But he said this shmuz. He said that we have in Tainis that Tu B'Av is one of the greatest Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael. The greatest Yom Tovim. Greatest Yom Tov is Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara has a kash, where it says, Yom Kippur, I understand. It's such an amazing day. What's the big gedud of Tu B'Av? Okay. So there are different pshatim. But one shot is that the Rabbi Rav Yosef, because that was a day, if you look in the five lines up from the bottom of the page, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dharma Tarvayu, Yom Shaposim, Hikros, Eitzin, Amaracha. That was a day that they stopped chopping the wood for their carp, for the Maracha. So Rash Taifas says that there was, in order to bring, they had a Korban Eitzin, that other way, there was wood was needed for the Mizbeach. It's a special korban eitzim, but the wood could not have worms in it. And in order to make sure the wood would not have worms, they would have to cut it and then dry it in the sun. And the sun would go ahead and kill any of the worms, whatever. And that would dry them out, whatever. And once Tu B'Av was already near the end of the summer, part of the summer, whatever, then there would not be enough sunlight to go ahead and dry the wood fully so you could use it, because the summer, the sun is the strongest, the hottest. You need a certain amount of sunlight, a certain number of days of sunlight, whatever. So therefore, they had a cutoff point that after Tu B'Av, you were not able, or by Tu B'Av, you were not able to cut any more wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So this was the end. So if you didn't, so they basically, they completed cutting the wood for the Beis HaMikdash and Tu B'Av. So Rav Zeido Epstein asked a very simple question. So why is it a happy day? It doesn't say that they, if I care, if anything, it should be a depressing day. What would happen we need to keep on cutting wood. Let's say we don't have enough wood. We want more wood. We want more. If not for the fact that it's a tuba of there's a deadline, we would cut more wood. Why would we cut more wood? We want more. And you think we can do better? We can have more wood. Great. Now comes along tuba of, the deadline, buzz, deadline, have to stop. So I should be very depressed. I didn't cut this year. It was a rough year. I didn't cut so much wood. And the deadline came. I can't cut anymore. This is the happiest day of the year. The happiest day of the year, more than Pesach, even more than Purim, right? The happiest day of the year, this is before Purim, but okay. But the happiest day of the year is because we can't cut any more wood for the Pesach Mikdash. So he said a beautiful pshat. He said, when you finish a mitzvah, you have to be happy. Because even if you didn't even do such a great job, but you did something, you finished. At the end, that's when you're supposed to stand back and look back and see what you accomplish. You have to be happy because you accomplish. You maybe could have accomplished more, but you accomplish. By Torah, by Ruchnias, any accomplishment is such a happiness because every mitzvah is so valuable. So if every mitzvah is so valuable, so whatever you accomplish, while you're busy trying to get more, that's not the time to sit back and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I accomplished. Because then you're not going to be pushed to do more. But when you finish, and now you can't do anymore, so then what you're supposed to do, when you get to the end, you relax, you sit back in your chair, oh, I can relax. Now you're supposed to think, look what I accomplished, and feel good. And that's the happiest day of the year, when you get to the end. When this man's over, no matter how well you learned that year, it's supposed to be the happiest day of the year, not because this man's over, because Baruch Hashem, and we can go home and party, because we accomplished. Right? As we used to say, Rav Zuckerman used to always quote from the Gra, that the Gra says, we said it many times too, that when it comes to Ruchnius, you're supposed to be Sameach Bechalko, but not Mistapik Bechalko, which means that in Ruchnius, your person is supposed to be that whatever you have is amazing. You have one mitzvah, it's amazing. So whatever you have, you should be happy. I have so much. I'm a multimillionaire. You should be happy. You're not mistapik b'helka. I wish I had 2 million. I wish I had 10 million. I wish I had more. But just because I wish I had more doesn't mean I'm not happy with what I have. I'm amazing what I have. As chaval, I didn't get more. I could have gotten more. It's a tain on me for not getting more. Yeah, next year I'll get more. But the mice I got amazing. So what comes out, especially when you put the two shmuzim together, I think is very nice, is that there's human nature, that bedavka, that we very often focus, take one thing on the wrong thing, because that's how it is. People are pessimistic, perhaps, by nature. That's probably even Aaron Akohen to some extent, and whatever it is, and that they focus on the negative. And when you see some negative, you see some lack, even in Aaron's case, it wasn't even a real lack because it's not even like he did anything wrong. But shorty by us, if let's say we do something wrong, we do a chisaron, we make an aveira, or we miss the seder, or whatever it is, or we miss the sugya. So we have a tendency that if there's one thing that we do wrong, right? There was a sugya we didn't learn well, there was a week we didn't learn well, there was a whatever it is. So we focus on that negativity, on that chisaron. The Kavu Chomer from Aaron, who he focused on something that wasn't even a chisaron, he didn't even do anything wrong. And we go ahead and we get down on ourselves. We say, oh, look, I'm no good. I'm not learning well. I'm a failure. My ruchnius is no good. I don't know what I'm in yeshiva for. I'm nothing, you know. And the solution is we have to go ahead and look at the full picture. And what I was saying, you look at the full picture, for no matter how much you accomplish, if you look at the full picture, you'll always see that you have, even if one mitzvah, this is amazing. You did a little bit, it's amazing. You accomplished. So that by looking at the full picture and seeing what a person accomplished, that's the solution to the Chalishas Hadas. And according to Rezeh, that's what you're supposed to do. That's why Tuba of it is the happiest day of the year. When you get to an end, when you get to the end of his man, this is what you're mechuyev to do. You got to an end. You're mechuyev to look at the full picture and to get a tremendous simcha on what you accomplished.